If the quality of a song or painting is largely subjective, how do you know if a public arts high school is working? As part of our series on what works in Atlanta area education, WABE's Amy Kiley went to the DeKalb School of the Arts to try for an objective assessment.
To learn why a lot of people say the DeKalb School of the Arts is successful, it might help to walk through the school to hear an instrumentalist playing a solo. Actors warming up for drama class. Dancers counting out rhythms. And singers rehearsing before performances. That's how a typical day sounds at this school, where high-achieving students are the norm. Principal Susan McCauley says the school's graduation rate is almost perfect.
Last year, our group of 57 seniors, the class of 2015, garnered $8.3 million in scholarships.
And these kids are as good at math and science as they are at song and dance. DSA is one of the top schools in the state, according to the College and Career Readiness Performance Index. U.S. News and World Reports ranks it the 108th best school in the country. Granted, as a public magnet school, DSA has the advantage of attracting high achievers. Students need to audition and have good grades to get in, and studies show kids involved in the arts often do better at academics. McCauley admits during recruitment, some kids get left out.
We know there are students that we're not able to reach in some of the lower socioeconomic areas. Maybe just the families don't have the background to be able to say, yes, arts is a viable thing for you to do.
But DSA does give arts opportunities to kids who couldn't afford them otherwise. Nearly 30% of its students qualify for free or reduced-price lunches. The district average is more than twice that. But DSA gives students who struggle to buy a meal often expensive arts training. Sally Gaskell says DSA does that even better than other art schools because it has a feeder institution. She tracks arts education data as head of the Strategic National Arts Alumni Project. Most DSA students come from DeKalb Elementary School of the Arts. It's a lottery-based magnet school that gives kids free arts training from a young age.
It's just like a sport. You need to start as early as possible to train to be a musician, a theater actor, a dancer, a choreographer, a designer, a visual artist, a media artist, or a writer.
Gaskell also says top colleges and universities prize applicants from schools like DSA. They're not just well-trained, she says. They're also racially and economically diverse. It's hard to prove the arts cause this success for low-income kids, but a report the Department of Education helped commission shows arts learning is at least associated with academic outcomes. It suggests the arts might help students be more disciplined and improve cognitive development. DSA seniors Imani Dewey, Kaylin Robinson, and Nathaniel Smith don't need research to tell them they're lucky to spend half their time on the arts. They answer this same question.
If you didn't go to a public school where you could get this kind of access for free, to what extent could your family afford to give you private education in the arts?
My family cannot afford it, so probably not. I'm going to vote no.
I don't think so. Not really, because a lot of private schools are very expensive, so it's easier to be able to manage money here.
Because of DSA training, Dewey got into the prestigious Atlanta Symphony Orchestra Talent Development Program. She gets to study trumpet with an orchestra member for free. Robinson just won a scholarship and prized performance spot from the Georgia Thespian Conference. As for Smith, the music you're hearing now, it's his own improvisation. Amy Kiley, WABE News.